You're listening to The Breakfast Buzz
on demand.
Battle of the Buzz. Yep. I'm gonna win cause I'm a real big smarty. I'm a real big smarty. Let's play some Battle of the Buzz. I better win cause I'm gonna get real rowdy. Let's get real rowdy.
Marie and Phoenix, welcome to Team Nico this morning.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. I hope you're ready for this.
I'm ready.
And we got Selena and Levine. You're on Team Alana.
Woo!
All right, girls.
You guys sound ready to go. You guys are both playing for two tickets to see Gary Allen at the Mesa Amphitheater on Thursday, May 2nd.
Ooh, he's one of my favorites.
Ooh. Fantastic. All right. I think Team Nico, you have to ask the question first today.
All right. Let's get after it. Super Bowl's on Sunday. So these are all football related questions. True or false? There have been 7 back-to-back Super Bowl champions in history. Is that true or false?
7 back-to-back.
I'm going to say false.
Really? I don't know. I felt like the Cowboys had a pretty solid run. I felt like the Broncos were also in the... I thought they were back-to-back.
The Patriots may or may not have done it.
Obviously, the Patriots.
Okay, then we'll say true.
Let's say true.
Nice job. Yes, that is true.
Yes. All right.
A huge accomplishment.
Team Nico, Marie and Nico. During the 2014-2015 season, Tom Brady was involved in what scandal? Was it A, Spygate, B, Babygate, or C, Deflategate?
Deflate game.
Deflate gate it is. We'll take it.
Good job.
All right, question number 2, Team Alana. What is the nickname for a football?
Do you want to go with pigskin?
Yeah.
Nice.
Woo.
Yes, because the original bladders of footballs were made out of pigskin.
Ew.
Yeah.
Ew.
Fun fact.
Yeah.
Break that one out at the party on Sunday. Marie and Nico, which company is notorious for running commercials during the game featuring Clydesdales?
Is that Budweiser?
It's the king of beers, baby.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is correct. Good job.
All right. Question number 3. Team Alana, what is the Carolina Panthers mascot called? Is it A, Patty the Panther? Is it B, Sir Purr? Or is it C, a Puss in Boots?
B?
All right.
All right. Good job, Selena.
Selena, do you actually know that one?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
You said it even more convincing.
You got me.
All right, to tie it up and go to the bonus question, Team Nico, true or false? Minneapolis is the farthest north the Super Bowl has ever been played.
I think that's false.
I don't know, because Minneapolis plays in a dome, and they're not playing it in Cheesehead territory.
Makes sense. I'd go true then.
Yes, that's a good choice.
Woo.
Ooh, that means we are moving on to the tiebreaker question. Selena, since we got to answer first, we're going to have Marie take first dibs at this. Person closest to the actual number, which, by the way, we cannot help you with, will be going to see Gary Allen, okay?
Okay.
All right. Yesterday at the Phoenix Open, I got there at noon. I left at 8 o'clock. According to my Apple Watch, how many steps did I take?
Oh, my gosh.
Marie.
20,000.
Okay, 20,000. And Selena.
I'll say, she said 20,000. I'll say 15,000.
Yesterday, in that amount of time at the Phoenix Open, because there is a lot of walking involved, I got 11,697 steps, which means Selena.
Yes.
You are the closest.
We did good today, Marie. We did good.
We did good.
All right. Well, thanks for playing. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Selena, congratulations. You're going to go see Gary Allen, Mesa Amphitheater on Thursday, May 2nd.
Woo-hoo!
You should be so proud.
You're listening to The Breakfast Buzz
on demand.